The Traveler's Journal, November 10th, asking, who gets bumped? It's a common occurrence in the game of airport roulette. For a variety of reasons, more passengers are showing up with confirmed reservations but no seat assignment. At check-in, they're informed the flight's oversold, and since they don't have a pre-assigned seat, their reservation is put on a standby basis. Who gets bumped and why? There's no simple answer. Every airline sets its own boarding priority policy. Most assign seats on a first-come, first-served basis, but even that's subject to interpretation. On some airlines, passengers can check in at the ticket counter. Others, like Southwest and US Air, make them go to the boarding gate. Northwest, TWA, and Delta assign seats at the ticket lifting point, which can be the service counter, boarding gate, or other designated location. All carriers have a check-in time, at least 15 minutes before departure, after which unclaimed reservations expire. All give boarding priority to the elderly, the physically handicapped, and unaccompanied children. Some give priority to passengers making connections. First and business class passengers may also be put at the head of the line. But no airline can deny to board a passenger with a valid reservation simply because they don't have a pre-assigned seat or are traveling on a discount ticket. Otherwise, the airline's in violation of Rule 245 and can be reported to the Department of Transportation. Sometimes, simply citing that rule can get you a seat on a crowded plane. It's always rewarding to visit us at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.